Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A busy night here in Glasgow. Brayhead Clan creating history and hosting their first ever Champions Hockey League match. The result didn't go their way. It finished 3-1 to Vecchio Lakers, the Swedish team, the tournament favourites also. But Clan took the lead 7 minutes into the game on the power play. Scott Pitt getting the final touch, the puck squirming under Stefan Steen in the Vecchio goal. It was a good puck played in by Rick Jackman, and Clan were ahead. But Vecchio made it one apiece a few minutes later. Eric Josephson shot flashing over Chris Holt's shoulder and into the net. And then Vecchio were 2-1 up by the end of the first period. Liam Reddock setting up Josh Hennessy, who shot beat Holt, and the Swedes were ahead. Richard Ginge with a top shelf finish after Thomas Kiskinen set him up, made it 3-1 on the power play. But my goodness, Clan weren't beaten yet. A whole host of chances in the third period. Thomas Nesbitt going close, his puck coming off Stefan Steen. Then Thomas Kiskinen with an error, losing the puck. It was taken on by Brendan Brooks. Steen again standing firm. And once more, it was a skate through the middle. Chris Bruton went close, 7 minutes to go, came off Steen's elbow. Clan, well, they've got much to be proud of after this performance here tonight. They lost 3-1. We'll get the views in just a second. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, a 3-1 defeat, but you've got to be proud of your players tonight after that performance.
Yeah, obviously, we played a lot better than we did a week ago. But at the end of the day, it's a defeat, and they're a heck of a hockey club. But we still don't accept defeat here. We want to win, especially at home, and our fans are rocking, and they expect us to win. So we want to establish that mentality. But we had chances to claw back in that game, and obviously Holtze held us in, and we knew we were going to be under pressure. They skate so well and they transition so well. We knew we'd be under pressure, but I thought we had gave ourselves a chance to win, and we just couldn't get that bounce when we needed it.
Holtze again, just showing his class again today. He's going to be a big player for you this year, isn't he?
He's going to have to be. Yeah, just like every goalie in the league, they're going to have to be their best player. So. I thought he played well. He kept us in it and made some big saves. And, I thought our defense, our penalty kill was better tonight.
What did you learn from the trip abroad that you took into this game tonight? What could you use that gave that performance?
More practice time. Pretty easy, yeah. More time. Guys are a bit more, assertive of what's going on, the way we want to play, the system we want to play. And, like I said, we just put fragments in right now. We still got a long ways to go, but saw enough good things out there, tinkered with the lines, made some adjustments, But, I thought some guys had a great game, and I thought we had some guys that didn't play well tonight. I don't think we had our full team going, 100%, and that's what you need. We had some big pieces missing tonight, and, a bit concerning, but we got to make sure we learn from this and learn that, you give up a 5-on-4 goal and, a shorthanded goal, it'll come back to bite you, and it did today. So, all in all, it was enough positives to build on, but still disappointing in losing.
So much hope does that give you then with Ingolstadt coming here? You played really well against them last week. You spoke of your frustration at the penalties, but another good performance tonight. That must buoy you ahead of Ingolstadt coming here next week.
Yeah, I'd hope to think the mentality is it's like as if an English team or elite league team's coming in here. We should come in expecting to win in our home building. We should walk in with some swagger and some attitude and make them play our game. And like I said, for a large 5-on-5, I thought we competed with them really well. You give up 5-on-3 goals, you're never going to win. Doesn't matter who you're playing. So we gifted them that one in Ingolstadt, and we're definitely not happy about it. And we got a chance to correct it next Saturday.
Nathan McKeever finally arrived this week. Red tape held up his move here. You glad to have him back in the lineup? And how'd you feel he did today?
Yeah, 6-man rotation is a big body out there. I thought he played pretty well. I thought positionally he was great. He didn't put himself in any danger. He's a big man, and he. Playing American League his whole career, he wouldn't have seen a team come in and do that. So proud of the way the guys worked. I thought he battled hard. He jumped into the play. He did everything we expected. He's only had two skates with the team, so like I said, he's pretty raw, and he's going to take another good week here of practice. So we'll likely play him a lot tomorrow to get him kind of match fitness going, and we'll address it on the following Tuesday when we get back to practice.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks. Bye.
Chris Bruton, 3-1 defeat to Vecchio tonight. There's a lot of positives to take from the game. What's your thoughts on it?
I think we're just getting better and better, and that's the most important thing coming into the season. I think we've had a couple games in Ingolstadt and here where we've really been involved and in the game, and we just haven't been able to just bring it up a level one more bit to maybe take more of a lead or or kind of roll with one. So I think we're all getting better. We're starting to gel more as a team. We're getting in better shape, and you know, it's all positive.
It's a difference in quality, isn't it, when you come up against Swedish and German teams? Obviously, you're new to the country.
Yeah.
You're still getting used to playing here. So it is that difference in quality, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, let's be, you know, perfectly honest. They've a lot of these teams have been together for a lot longer than we have. They've played together over the years. They've won. So, I mean, we're a new team, and we're starting to gel, and we're in definitely a different situation. But does it help? Definitely, because they're great, talented teams. They play with a lot of speed. They move the puck well, and that just makes us, you know, tighten up and play better as well. So it's a great learning experience, and it definitely heightens our performance. And, you know, hopefully that gets us ready for the regular season.
It must be difficult to go from a summer where you've not done very much to practicing for the new season straight into games of this kind of caliber.
Right. No, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, usually you have a more of a training camp that's a little longer. I mean, we got guys coming off of planes like myself. McIver came in late. And you're gelling, you're trying to find chemistry, so it's very difficult. And the coaching staff has done a great job. They're, you know, they're really putting us through a good system and getting us prepared the right way. And eventually, it will be up to us, and we're going to have to make it all come together. But as it stands right now, you know, we're all learning, we're all working hard, and it's important.
Of course, I heard that story last week. You met the team at Heathrow Airport as we're on their way to Sweden. This is obviously, you've had a week in Glasgow. What have you made of the city and of the fans here tonight?
Absolutely fell in love with it. Yeah, I went to Glasgow, and it's just a great scene, and there's definitely a couple of good bars in there that we don't mind checking out. And the fans are fantastic. They're involved in the game. They really support us well. I'm really happy to be playing hockey again, and it's definitely part of all because of the organization, the community, and the fans.
You've got the game tomorrow down at Nottingham Panthers. Again, that's just another game under your belt. Get that bit of fitness going.
Yeah, you know, I think this is, we've played two or three high-caliber games right now, and now we're getting back into our league play. So we got to show, you know, a good, solid game. We got to get a win under our belt. So we're not going to go in there and take it lightly. We want to get in there and get the win and then have a good week of practice again and then get ready for the following weekend. So tomorrow, you know, it's going to come quick, and we're going to all be a little tired, but there's no excuses. We just got to get back on the horse and go to work.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Okay, cheers.
And that's the reaction from Brayhead Arena tonight. Clan losing 3-1 against Vecchio Lakers, but my goodness, what a performance as they look ahead to Ingolstadt. Speaking of which, tickets are still available for the Ingolstadt game here in the Champions Hockey League. They're on general sale now. They're available via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. So get on the Clan website, brayheadclan.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at @BrayheadClan. Clan go to Nottingham Panthers for the Aladdin Cup tomorrow. That's Sunday, so we'll get some reaction from that as well. Keep an eye on the website for all the latest news. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.